Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lauren with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, with the Brisbane-hosted Olympic Games looming in less than a decade, local businesses are invited to jump on the commercial bandwagon now. Tens of billions of dollars worth of public sector contracts will be released for taking as the state government announces a new scheme, Q2023. Today, a government website will be launched in seek of local businesses who could provide necessities such as stadium stands, catering, and even furniture for the Olympic Village. Security, technology, transport, household goods, and so much more will be also sought after. In accordance to the government's desire to unite Queensland with this event, Q2023's slogan is All Queensland, All In.
Cross River Rail's Accessibility Reference Group has tested out a new mock-up station to ensure safe transport for travellers with disabilities in Queensland. The group is helping design future train stations to enhance their accessibility across the state, as 40% of stations in the southeast cannot be accessed with ramps or lifts. A warehouse on Brisbane's north side was transformed into a mock underground station, fitted with braille, tactile signage and rubber fingers to reduce the gap between the platform and the train. Cross River Rail's network change senior manager, Kobe Murphy, said the group provided valuable feedback on the mock station, which will be taken into account.
In national news, for the first time, three Australian educational institutions have ranked in the QS Quaccarelli's Simons Global Top 20. Last month, the QS list revealed that the University of Melbourne, University of Sydney and University of New South Wales are three of the highest scoring student cities in the world. As well, Sydney was ranked as being the most desirable student city in Australia, which is testament to its livability, safety and sustainability. It ranked third globally, with Melbourne close behind in fifth place. The QS list based its scoring off the cultural diversity, academic excellence, quality of life, affordability, and employment opportunities.
And Commonwealth Games Vice President Karen Smith has challenged Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews' integrity over his decision to axe the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Ms. Smith said she was dismayed by the nature of its termination, as there was a lack of consultation with the Commonwealth Games Federation before the decision was made. Ms. Smith questions the figures given by the Victorian Premier as the rationale for cancelling the Games, stating, quote, "The last time there was any conversation at the board table around figures around Victoria, it was getting up towards the $3 billion conversation. Certainly that $6 to $7 billion was not something that we'd ever heard," end quote.
In international news, back again are speculations regarding popular social media application TikTok. British Foreign Policy Group worker Evie Aspinall speaks on behalf of Britons, voicing, quote, "Britons are very cautious of cooperation with China, particularly in areas central to national security." Research was conducted for the British Policy Group's annual report, which depicts that just 15% of voters are in support of TikTok operating in the UK. Liberal Senator James Patterson has previously criticised the Australian government for only banning TikTok from government phones rather than nationwide.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a 0% of chance of rain. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.